For our evening reading, let's turn to the first chapter of Mark and begin reading with verse number 16. St. Mark chapter 1, verse number 16. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when they had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many of them that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. I wish to conclude there with verse number 34. May God... This was the beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ's ministry here upon this earth. And he began to say that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, and that they should repent and believe the gospel. And he went forth and he called his disciples, and then he went forth and brought the word of God to the people, and he did miracles, and he cast out devils. And some were quietly dismissed from people, and some devils were violently dismissed from people. But what was clear was that Jesus was the authority, and Jesus had the power, and it was given unto him. And he was bringing people from the power of Satan unto God, and he did this marvelously. And when he departed, he gave even his servant, the Apostle Paul, to do the same thing. That when Jesus appeared to him on that road to Damascus, he brought a message to him saying, I will send you to the Gentiles to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness unto light. And that's what Jesus Christ did, even here in what we read this evening. That he brought them from darkness unto light, and from the power of Satan unto the power of God. That men would no longer be under that power of Satan, and truly Satan does have power, but bring them to a greater power, and that greater power is of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, in Christ Jesus. And so Jesus was fulfilling this ministry, and it was perpetuated even through the apostles in their time. And so let's consider this scripture and consider it in the light of that Satan has power, and his power was demonstrated, but the Lord Jesus has a greater power and is a greater power, and he is the ultimate authority. And all of Satan's demons and his devils all need to be subject unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus is beginning his ministry, and he's walking by the seashore there in Galilee, and he sees two men there, Simon and his brother Andrew. And he tells them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And John Mark here records that they straightway, they forsook their nets and followed him immediately. They were casting their nets off the shore. They were fishing. They were doing what they were always, that always had been doing. And then when Jesus called them with these invitation, it says they immediately took their nets and they forsook them. What was once an asset to them now became a liability. What was once a gain to them now became something that they needed to cast away and remove from them, from themselves. And so they forsook their nets and they followed him. And so Jesus with Simon, who is Peter, and Andrew, his brother, they simply go a little farther and they come to the ship of Zebedee. And in that ship of Zebedee is his two sons, James and John, and they were mending their nets. And Jesus calls them likewise, and they left their father in the ship with the hired servant and went after him. So it was here in this scene that Jesus calls Peter and Andrew, and then also James and John, and the five of them continue on their way. And now they go into Galilee, into Capernaum on the Sabbath day, and they go immediately into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And Jesus teaches, and he brings forth the words of life. He brings forth the words of God. He brings forth the truth that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Don't do your alms before men that they could see you. Don't pray on the street corners that men would see you. Love more than those who love yourself. Love others as well. The Galileans love the Galileans. The Samaritans love the Samaritans. The Judeans love the Judeans. But the Judeans don't so much love the Samaritans. And so Jesus is telling them, love everyone. Love everyone. If you don't, what do you more than others? Even the publicans do the same thing. Even sinners do the same thing. So he was telling them, he's bringing forth these teachings in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And it says that they were astonished at his doctrine. The people were amazed. They were astonished at his teaching. And it says, for he taught them as one that had authority. Again, Jesus Christ always having authority in every way, in teaching and in power over the demons and the devil. He had authority, and it was not as the scribes. The people here in Capernaum had certainly heard the scribes' teaching over and over on the Sabbath day, and it didn't move them. When they heard about washing their hands before they eat, it didn't mean anything to them. Or be sure that you don't go too far on the Sabbath day. It didn't convert their hearts. It didn't make them to want to draw near to God. Or when the scribe said, make sure you're fasting twice in the week, it didn't move them to have a closer relationship with the Lord. But when the Lord Jesus had taught the people there in the synagogue, they were moved. They were moved when he told them to have mercy. Show mercy. They were used to an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. They were amazed when Jesus told them, "Forgive. Your heavenly Father has forgiven you. Have a forgiving heart." Perhaps they didn't witness that so much in the scribes and in the Pharisees. Perhaps they witnessed that they were pretty condemning and judging. But Jesus was teaching them to be forgiving and merciful. Jesus was teaching them to give. And so when he taught them, they were astonished at his doctrine. And while he was teaching there in the synagogue, and he has, again, Peter and Andrew and James and John with him, and he's preaching there in the synagogue, and a man cries out. A man cries out even violently, and then he tells Jesus, "Let us alone. Let us alone." They knew who had the power. The demons knew who had the power, and they were saying, "Leave us alone. What have we to do with thee?" There is nothing that that the power of Satan has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, "Art thou come to destroy us?" Knowing this unclean spirit, knowing that Jesus had great authority and great power, and they had to be subject unto Jesus. And then they proclaim, this unclean spirit proclaims, "I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Jesus has authority. Jesus has authority. And this unclean spirit knew that. If we go back a chapter to the end of Matthew 28, Jesus says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." We refer to that verse often. And it actually gives us much comfort. Because when we know that all power is given unto Jesus in heaven and earth, that power is given unto one who is good. Unto one who is good. And then Peter, in his epistle, writes that Jesus has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. All things were made subject unto the Lord Jesus Christ. All power was given unto him. He has all authority. When he taught as one who had authority. When he cast out demons, he cast them out with authority. All power was given unto him. Angels were subject unto him. Principalities and authorities and powers, everything is subject unto Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. And so this unclean spirit that was in this man who was in the synagogue and he's crying out, likely disrupting the service, he's saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebukes him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." The one who has authority, the one who has power, says these words to the unclean spirit. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, just envision this happening in the synagogue. This man who certainly the people of Capernaum were aware of, that he was possessed with this unclean spirit, and he was crying out often and doing these things, that they're witnessing now. These people are witnessing that Jesus says these simple words, "Hold thy peace and come out of him," that this unclean spirit tears this man violently, tears this man. And this man cries out, the unclean spirit actually would be the one crying out with a loud voice. And then the unclean spirit, subject to the authority and to the power of Jesus, comes out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority," again, him having the authority both in his doctrine and in his power, "he commands and even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." They were amazed at this. They were astonished. And in other places here, even in Mark's gospel, we can read of men that were possessed with the power of Satan, And yet they were subject unto the power of Jesus. Think of that man that was possessed with legion, the one that had many demons in him. It says that that they asked that they could go into the swine, and Jesus gave them permission to go into the swine, and the unclean spirits went out of, and into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. With violence, those unclean spirits were subject, were coming out of men, and were subject unto the power of God, the power of Jesus. Further in chapter 9 of this same gospel, we see that the disciples were trying to cast out an unclean spirit in a man. And the father of this man who had the unclean spirit comes to Jesus. And when Jesus was coming, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground wallowing, foaming. Again, the power of Satan working in men. And this man says, oft times it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And as the people were coming, Jesus rebukes that dumb and deaf spirit, and that spirit cries and rents him sore, just as it was for this man that was in the synagogue in Capernaum. The spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that they said, he is dead. This was the power of Satan. That this it appeared that this man was dead. But the next verse says, But Jesus, the one who has authority, the one who has power, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. This is the power of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. All power is given unto him in heaven and earth. All things are subject unto him. Angels, powers, all things are subject unto him. He has ultimate authority. And though there be unclean spirits that violently would come out of people, Jesus still has power over them. And there is nothing that has more power to remove an unclean spirit from one than the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan has no shame. He came to Adam and Eve and tempted them. And by his subtlety, by his power, he was able to deceive them, and they fell into that temptation. We read last Sunday of Job, who Satan came before God. And power was given unto Satan that he could destroy that which belonged to Job, and then later even to his own body. That's the power of Satan. Satan came to Jesus and tempted him likewise. But let's remember that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. We are no match for Satan. Satan would destroy us. But Satan is no match for our Lord. Our Lord destroys him. And so we are to lean upon the Lord. We are to rest in him and trust in him. It says, immediately after Jesus cast this unclean spirit out of this man in the synagogue in Capernaum, immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. You can just imagine how it happened. People left the synagogue, and they go and they tell people along the roads as they're making their way home, and those people are telling other people, and the word is spreading, and it spreads far and wide and fast. And as that word is spreading throughout all Galilee, Jesus and his four new disciples, Peter and Andrew, James and John, they go into Peter and John, Andrew's home. And Simon's wife's mother was sick there of a fever, and they told him of her. And he came and he took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. No drama here. This was just simply a healing that took place without the devil creating a violent situation. But Jesus just took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately her fever left her. And then what does she do? Immediately she serves them. She ministers unto them, having that servant heart. Just something as a side note, just a beautiful thing. As we who are trusting in the Lord, in the one who is the authority, and we submit to his authority, that as we do, that we are servants, and we just simply serve. Wherever we can serve, in whatever capacity the Lord has given unto us, that we serve. So this happens inside the house of Peter and Andrew. And as this is happening inside the house, word is spreading. Word is spreading throughout Galilee of the great miracle that just had happened of Jesus casting out the unclean spirit in that one man that everybody knew about. So then at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto Jesus, him, all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city, the whole city of Capernaum, the whole city is gathered together at the door of Peter and Andrew's home. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils. The power of Jesus, the authority of Jesus. He heals those that were sick. He casts out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. They knew him. They knew who he was. And word was spreading throughout all Galilee of who this man was, of who Jesus was, and the power that he just displayed. Perhaps some of the men, as the news were spreading around throughout all Galilee, they may have come across the nets that Peter and Andrew had just discarded and left on the seashore when they came to follow Jesus. And perhaps they noted, oh, these are the nets of Peter and Andrew. There were the two that were with Jesus when he healed. And Jesus was in that house where they all brought the people to Peter and Andrew's house. Ours is always to consider that all power belongs unto Jesus Christ, and we are to yield ourselves and wait upon him and know him, and know that with Jesus, all things are possible. All things are possible. King David recognized this, and if we go through Psalms, we can see a lot of this, that we put our trust and our confidence in the one who has strength. In Psalm 18, we read, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength, my strength. Jesus was the strength to that man who had that unclean spirit. And then listen to verse number 2 here in Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer and my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. He is these things to me. He is my strength, because I am no match for the evil one, and that evil one tempts me sore. But that evil one is no match for my Lord, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of death compassed me about. the snares of death prevented me. This is what King David was experiencing. And this man that had the unclean spirit was experiencing. In my distress, what did I do? Did I go seek for help from this person or that person? In my distress, what did I do? I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And then the Lord shows his power, even as Jesus showed his power here in Galilee, Capernaum. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the fountains also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Then went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Satan is no match for the authority of God. Satan has power. And he has done horrible things. Horrible things. So many family lives have been destroyed because of the power of Satan. So much heartache. So much death because of the power of Satan. But Jesus told the Apostle Paul, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles, and I'm going to have you turn them from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance. Another verse in the Psalms that I'd like to refer to here is in Psalm 61, verse number 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, unto the Lord, the one who has authority. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. We want to be led unto Jesus. We want to follow Jesus. We want to be healed by Jesus. He's the one who has all authority. He's the one who has all power. Everything is subject unto him. The Apostle Paul recognized just how much the Lord God loved Jesus. And he wrote in Philippians saying, wherefore God hath highly exalted Jesus and given him a name that is above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Something that was said this evening that sticks with me is the brother described the nets of Simon and Andrew at one time were useful, but later became a liability. And the thought that brings to my heart is that I long to better know the difference between those things. We've been reminded of precious truths, of Jesus, his power, his willingness and compassion to help. And this is one thing that will never be a liability. It's something that we must hold to at all times. And perhaps bring into focus when making decisions, when considering our life path, what is to the honor and glory of the one who has authority and truly King, so that we can be servants in God's kingdom, that we would be ready. For as Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. May his word be blessed by the Lord and be cherished in our hearts as we conclude the service. Amen.